Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Before the U.S. Supreme Court outlawed school segregation in May 1954, Virginia's system of public education left black kids and their schools far behind. Among them was Barbara Johns, who went on to be a plaintiff in the historic Brown v. Board of Education case, a committee and scholarship designed to benefit those who were subject to that mistreatment and their descendants now bears the name of that suit. Wednesday morning, John's sister, Joan Johns Cobbs, was present after being reappointed to the committee by Governor Glenn Youngkin.
I felt it was important that I be here to help to get the scholarships for the other students that were left out of school.
Virginia Beach Republican delegate Anna Tata was also added to the committee. She said Old Dominion University, a neighbor to her district, will be among the colleges that will take in 42 students who are expected to get nearly $500,000 in scholarships approved for school this year. But that still leaves another $2 million in funds appropriated in this year's budget, and Tata hopes the committee will work to get more would-be students to apply.
I definitely think if more people knew about it, we'd have even more applications.
Committee Chair and Democratic Norfolk Senator Angela Williams-Graves was similarly interested in seeing more applicants next year.
It's as simple as connecting with the State Board of Education and then us as elected officials and folks in the community connecting with various school boards and getting the information out there.
The next meeting of the Brown versus Board of Education Scholarship Committee is in the fall. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.